Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's such a shame, isn't it, when that one TV show you love is ruined by the repeated inclusion of one unbearable character. Whether it's their annoying voice, their flailing mannerisms, or just their smug sense of superiority, they're sometimes enough to put you off the show entirely. I see you there, comment section. But thankfully, often the writing is good enough that it doesn't only salvage the situation, but it makes the show brilliant, even in spite of these characters. That said, there is definitely some quality content to be had in ragging on them. I'm the very aptly chosen Adam from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 awesome TV shows with one awful character. Number 10, Deborah Morgan, Dexter. Before the last couple of seasons dropped in quality, Dexter's sister Deborah almost single-handedly derailed the show on numerous occasions. I mean, even if you can buy a decorated detective failing to figure out her brother was a murderer, there's the other big truth to swallow down. She's just really irritating. From her unnecessary excessive profanity to her generally whiny attitude and smug air of obnoxious superiority, I still see you there, comment section. There was so little fan sympathy for her, the writers were forced to ditch her planned, poignant send-off and simply have her life support knocked off instead. Bye! Number 9, Craig Middlebrooks, Parks and Recreation. The unbearable Craig Middlebrooks joined Parks and Rec during its 6th season, and with his hyperactive mannerisms and bleating voice, quickly became the show's all-time most loathed character by a country mile. Craig is the prototypical small doses character, but even then, his scenes were largely to the detriment of just about every episode he appeared in, with his demeanor meshing awkwardly with pretty much whatever else was going on. The show already had its share of wacky, flamboyant characters. Did it really need another one to ruin them all? Number 8, Ross, Friends. Yes, this is absolutely the hill that I am willing to die on. Ross Geller did not deserve a single one of his friends or relationships, and the only reason anyone put up with his bullshit was because he was Monica's brother. Let's go over the facts, the very basic facts. Ross started an I Hate Rachel Green Club in school because she wasn't interested in him. Ross then sabotaged every relationship she had while posing as a friend, finally got together with her, and then got so jealous and possessive they ended up on a break, upon which point he immediately slept with someone else. And that's just Rachel. He constantly condescended to Joey, he would constantly be judgmental with Phoebe, and forever lauded his status with his parents over Monica. Ross Geller into a tub of his own gel. Number 7, Marnie Michaels, Girls. Though Girls does in fact seem to pride itself on its array of frustrating characters, the majority of them at least harbour some redeeming qualities. But Marnie Michaels? Nope. She's the show's all-time most head-smackingly self-absorbed individual, and even when the show flirted with redeeming her near the end of its run, it ultimately still ended up being all about her. Numerous think pieces have been written over the years about Marnie representing the person we all hope we're not. Hannah, Jessa, and Shoshana still felt relatively human even in their worst moments, but Marnie is a detestable depiction of millennials at their absolute worst. Number 6. Anthony Soprano Jr. The Sopranos. The Sopranos is stacked balls to the wall with incredibly rich, nuanced characters, so Tony Soprano's sulky, sad sack of a son AJ only stands out that much more. As infuriating as Tony's sister and mother were, at least they were superbly acted and served very distinct narrative functions with potent payoffs. Considering the weighty father-son themes the show could have delved into, AJ feels like an oddly disposable character throughout, and short of his botched suicide attempt, it's honestly hard to remember much at all of what he got up to over the 7 seasons. Number 5. Laurie Grimes, The Walking Dead. Few characters in TV have been as consistently maligned by a show's fanbase as Laurie Grimes, to the point that fans actively celebrated her eventual grim demise. Laurie became an irritation early on in The Walking Dead and just never really stopped, making a glut of terrible decisions, frequently changing her mind, whining, incessantly being manipulative, stupid, and an all-round terrible mother. On top of all of this, she's also one of the main cast's least interesting characters, and every day she's below ground is a good one for the show. Number 4. Vincent Chase, Entourage. Like Piper in Orange is the New Black, Vinny Chase is by far the least compelling thing about his own show. He's no more than a placeholder character around which all the drama and glamour takes place. His blandness is made that much more blatant by the show's litany of cameos, bona fide Hollywood stars who play as far more interesting than Adrian Grenier's wet lettuce of a movie star. As absurdly enjoyable as the show can be, in retrospect, it's tough to believe audiences would ever go see big blockbuster movies starring such a generically forgettable human being. Number 3. Betty Draper, Mad Men. Betty Draper's robotic, miserable Stepford wife shtick became a chore to watch in Mad Men, so much so that it took a terminal lung cancer diagnosis in the show's final stretch to engender any sympathy with her. Though she is supposed to be difficult to a point, ultimately her character went round in circles too many times and became more of a liability than an entertaining ice queen. Considering the many justifiable reasons she had to be upset with Don, it's staggering she ended up so widely hated by the show's fan community. Number 2. Ziggy, The Wire. It says a lot about a character when they're deemed the Jar Jar Binks of anything. I mean, just ask Jules. But this was the fate reserved for James Ransom's helpless young dock worker, Ziggy, an unbearable, incompetent egomaniac and infuriating beneficiary of nepotism. Ziggy is the prototypical mess-up friend nobody wants to hang out with, even if they might occasionally get a chuckle out of his goofball antics, like, I don't know, getting a duck drunk. Even without those little glinting moments, though, this character was fully irredeemable. Number 1. Kim Bauer, 24. Jack Bauer's daughter Kim spent most of the first season being a hostage, before season 2 saw her beleaguered by a murderous father she'd been babysitting for, Kevin Dillon's Lonely Survivalist, and a cougar. That's not all, she became an hilariously implausible CTU employee by season 3, cementing how utterly unnecessary she was as a character beyond the first season. But because she's an easy emotional link for both Bauer and the audience, they kept throwing her back in regardless of how terrible she was.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.